All right, a good tavach. Talk about Mesiris Nefesh. I think it's an amazing schus for all of us, I think, that we have a share in like near hurricane weather, winds and the rain and no power. But like, I had a company for Shabbos, one of people said, like, you know, okay, so this is just like, you know, 100 years ago. This is how it always was, every night. So you have no power and you still learned. Right? The Gemara says you're supposed to learn at night. If I say they did it by candlelight, we're going to try our best. We can't see each other, but we'll try our best anyway. Considering we have only like 2 weeks left to this Zman, and we're not going to be able to finish the entire Hilchos Gzeila, I figure what we'll do then is we're going to skip to Shin Samah Gimel Siv Vav. That means the second half of the Simin really talks about a whole new topic called Zenen of Zel Lechasa, Zenen of Zel Chasa, Zel Loinen of Zel Chasa, all the different variations. And Grada happens to be Nogei Halacha Lamaisa as well. And I figured it's a Maima Musgo, at least we'll chaper on that before the end of this month. Before we start, I think it's kedai just to give an overview of what's going on here. There's really like three ways to be mechayiv a person. Basically, virtually every single halacha here in this sif and the next one, and I guess the next few sifim, there's a machloikas on every single shlav. And Baruch Shem, the Machaba and the Rama as machriya for us is major mavuchin amongst the Rishonim. But at least let's just first get to the klolim, as we know it in halacha. There are basically three ways to be mechayiv a person, and then we'll read through the Machaba and we'll see. The first classical way is zenen v'zeh chasar. I go into your house and I cause you a chasarn by being there because you can't rent it out, or I dirty up your walls, and I have a no. So zenen v'zeh chasar is chayiv. So mamele, you could be mechayiv me that I have to pay you. That's for zenen v'zeh chasar. That's one case. The next case is ze loy nehene v'ze chasar, where I don't have hana by being in your house, because let's say I had a different house to live in for free, it was just as good, I didn't need your house to do it, but nevertheless I chose to live in your house, that's ze nehene, and you have chasarin. So even though I don't have hana, but since you do have chasarin, you're going to be chayiv. That's another case. So pashtus the chiyuv is, it's like a chiyuv of mazik. Shin samach gimel sif vav. So nakam, the first one is zenen v'zeh chasar, you mechayiv me for the hana. The second one is even without hana, as long as you are a chasar, you have chasarin by being there, I'm going to be chayiv the way we paskin. It's machlokes, but the way we paskin mechayiv, because by me living in your house, even though I didn't have hana by living in your house, but since you had a chasarin in me living in your house, and the hana that I used your house, the shtamshes that I got out of your house was generated from your house. I created a shtamshes that you would have otherwise used that shtamshes for something else. You would have taken that shtamshes and you would have rented it out to somebody else. So what really happened was, is that the shtamshes was generated and I ate that shtamshes that you would have had. And I'm not being clear, so let me try it again. If I live in your house, fine. But when I live in your house, it's like your house grew peiris. That's how the Rush explains it. And those peiris you would have used to somebody else. You would have taken those peiris and rented it out to somebody else. And I ate it. So it's like I ate your peiris. So indeed, maybe I didn't have hana from it, but I ate your peiris. I'm a mazik, maybe even a gazan. I was mechasa you those peiris that you would have had. So memelam chai fedach chasarin. So that's ze loinen v'zeh chasar. That's two oifanim. The third oifan you could be mechayiv the person is, let's say you have ze loinen v'zeh loy chasar. Let's take the extreme. So there's no reason to be mechayiv me, and you don't have a chasarin out of it. You won't have done anything with it anyway. So really, I'm patur min hadin. But if you're meicha, you tell me, I don't want you in my house. Get out of here. I'm going to charge you rent if you stay in my house. Shaloi b'shus, shaloi kadin, b'chai gavno. I'm also going to be chayiv because you are meicha. It needs a beer. Why? But if I see you entering my house and I don't want squatters in my home, and I tell you get out, now I'm allowed to charge you, even though otherwise I wouldn't have rented to somebody else, and even though you wouldn't have paid anywhere else to have such ishtamshes. So what? But since I was meicha and I'm the owner of this house, I have the right to be meicha, like we'll see. And so once I was meicha, I could be mechayiv. So basically, it's three different ways to be mechayiv. Zenen v'zeh chasar, even without a nor, just for the eating of the chasarin. And the third way is if the person makes a mecha. Oh, so we're going to discuss. When it's zeh nene v'zeh loy chasar, it's going to be a makleikas yishenim if you're allowed to do it lechatchila, which we're going to see. Okay, but let's start the mechava. You know, maybe we should run through the mechava once and then start all over again just to see what's going on. Let's go. Let's get the klal. Once we get sivav klar, the rest, zayin, ches, tes, all slight variations, everything else falls into place. So the ik is to get sivav klar. So let's do this. Shin samach gimel sivav. Hadar b'chatzah chaveroi shalei midaitai. If someone is living in someone else's rishus without his das, is without his permission, he knows about it. He sha'amu leitzei, he told him to get out. And he didn't. V'lo yatzen, he didn't get out. Chayv litin lei kol scharei, you have to give kol scharei. I mean, that's the classical case which I just told you. If his guy makes a macha, it doesn't make a difference, it's irrelevant to the condition. Once you make a macha, you have to pay. V'imloy amaloy tsei, but if he didn't make a macha, then it depends. Im oisa chatz ein asuya l'schar, if this chatz is not asuya l'schar, then einu tzarek lalas l'schar, then you don't have to be mala l'schar. I'm going to skip over the Ramah for the time being. Even though the person who is living there, it is his derech to rent out places. So he's a nehene, because without you, he would have had to book into a hotel somewhere or rent somewhere else. So he's nehene. So afa pisha derech zeh ador liskoy makom la'atzmoy, still he's going to be potter, shezeh nehene v'zeh einu chasa. A klal, classic, a rule, zeh nehene v'zeh einu chasa is potter. Zakta Ramah, Vidavka Shekvar Daboy, only provided he already lived there. I can't go over to you and say, look, you're not having enough from your house anyway, and I am, so let me go into your house. And you're going to say, no, you don't want me there. Tough, I want to go in anyway. The Ramah says, no, you can't force the guy. It's Midas Daim, it's Anin of Zelay Chasa. How, chutzpah, how are you stopping me from going into your house? That we don't say. There's no such concept. I cannot force you to allow me to stay in your house. Even though we know that you're koyfen on midas toim bezenen vezenu chasa, hani mili bedava. That's only in the case the boy lahanis lo yuchal lahanis. With the owner, if he wanted to have anah from this, wouldn't be able to have anah. Avo bichiay gavna. But in such a case, like a house, the boy balachatz lehanis. If the balachatz wanted to be nana from his own chatza, ularviach, and even profit from his own chatza, lahaske chatzeir, to rent out his chatza, hayachol, he has that ability. Since he has that technicality, he has that ability to rent out his chatza. Elu she'enu ra'itza, just he doesn't want to, but he's a balim, he's a balamam in here. You see, he has the ability to use the house, to profit from the house. And kleifenu yisoy lasas bechinim, you cannot force him to do it bechinim. So Ramah gives.
The whole thing
Zenev
when you can't rent it if you wanted to?
No, the whole thing is when the guy wasn't there and he doesn't know about it and you just helped yourself to his property. So b'di'evid, after you helped yourself, you're not going to be chayiv. But if the guy is there, which is not discussed in the Gemara, but it's discussed in the Rishonim, if the guy is there, the owner is in, tells me, stop, don't come in. And I'm going to say, you're chutzpah, Zenev, what do you mean, kaifen on me this time? I'm going to force you to allow me into your house. So the Rishonim, no, you can't force the guy to allow yourself into his house. There's no such thing. Because
yeah, exactly. Here's the case, if I couldn't do it, right? The boy lahanos, leyokul lahanos. In other words, if I had some hovel somewhere and I'm guys living.
If you cannot be nana from the house, then you are, according to the Ramah, you do have the ability to force them to be kaifan amir's name and allow you to live there. That's the Ramah Shita. But the Gemara, when it's talking about Zenev Zelachas as Potter, it's talking about the guy wasn't there, he didn't even know about it, he helped himself to his house, and you're going to be Potter. But the Ramah is now focusing on a new angle, which the Gemara doesn't discuss at all, and that is not Chayv or Potter. Can I be Chayv for you, Lechachila, to allow me to go into your house? Can I, Lechachila, force you to give me that right to get into your house? And the Ramah says, you cannot. It's a really three-way Machlek is Rishonim. You have the Rav Yoshi to hold, yes, you could force him to go into his house, Chayv and Ami this time, which we don't pass on like. You have this middle sheet of the Ramah that you cannot force him, and that's only because he had the ability himself to be nana from his house. And then you have the third sheet, which is Tamazai, it's a takana, you can never force somebody to go into his house, even if he didn't have the ability to be nana from it. In fact, the Piskei Tshuva over here in Sifkat and Gimel, he says, he's Medayik in this Ramah, Mashma, Shedavashen Yochel Arviyakboy, it's Mashma from the Ramah that if he didn't have the ability to profit, Yochuzel Kaifa Avlechachila, you could force him to allow you into his house. And he brings down the Noid of Yehuda, says it's really Maklaik as a Shainim, and then he brings down the Bechuvah space Ephraim, says, Tzorchina le Ramah, because of time, given the Avimotzi le Ravuche, ala Deloy Boy, and it's come from the Medivri Amodachai, of a Medivri Apoiskum la Mashmekain, ala Dafilu. Even if the Baalim weren't able to be nana from his own house, you still can't force him to do it. He brings him Mokhez B'Shem Rav, which the Goyim brings the same Raya, and Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Huva B'Shita Mekabetes. Bekitza, at the end of the day, they hold, and that's how these Achronim are going, that no matter what, even if the Baalim couldn't rent it out, you cannot force him to allow you to be a squatter in his house, Shalei Bishos. So Zenon of the Lachasa will not work if the guy is Moicha. That's the Beis Ephraim and others. Just important to be Medayik, the Piskei Tshuva brings out from the Ramah, that it's only when he could have rented it out to someone else, he could have been Marviach, to rent it out. I believe the Ramah saying even further. You're talking the Ramah saying further. The Ramah saying, let's say, I'll give you a case that the guy couldn't rent it out, but he himself could live there himself. He can't rent it out. There's no market to rentals here. But the Baalim himself could move in. I think even B'chayagav, the Baalim have right to stop him. As long as he is shaykh to that Hanah, he himself could get that Hanah, then he's also considered the Baalim on it. It's not Kefir HaMizayim, he himself would like it. He has 17 houses to live in. He can live in any one he wants. He chose, he wants to live in this one. So even Gradif today, he feels, you know, he'll live somewhere else. But since he has the ability right now to live here, then he has a right to stop me from living there. Bishlam, if he's out of the country, so even if he wanted to, he couldn't live in the house today. By the time he'll travel back, already be tomorrow. So then, Echonami, so maybe B'chayagavna, he can't rent it out, and he can't be Nana himself. So there's no way for him to get to this house, so then, Echonami, he can't stop me later on more. But as long as he could have Hana from it, it's not Kofim me this time. He himself would like that Hana. And even if he doesn't, but he has the ability, so he's Shaykh to that Hana, so he's still a Bailim on that Hana, so he has a right to stop me. L'choya, that's why the Rama says a loshin, the iboi lehonis, lo yuchal lehonis. Aber b'chaygam, the balachatz lehonis, l'aviach, it's two things. Either lehonis himself, or if he doesn't want it for himself, or can't have it for himself, but he can be marviach by renting out to someone else. I think either one, l'choya, should be enough in the Rama. But like I said, the achronim anyway go further and say, b'chol oifin, you have a right to stop someone from living in your house. All right. So far, the Mechabes start off with the first halach is that you chayv if the guy tells you tzei. Then he has another halach, nenav zeinu chasas pata, which Ramah says, by the way, he could still be meichel lachatchila. And now comes along, Mechabes says another halach, the machotza asuya liskar, if the house is oimed to rent out, afal pi she'ein derech zeh liskar, even though this person is not the derech to rent out, so now you have a case of zeh loy nehene, but still v'zeh chosar. What do you do in that case? Tzorech laha lois leischar, you do have to pay him schar, even though you're not nehene. What's the reason? Sakta mechaba share chisroi mamun, because you machasa him money. What does it mean you machasa him money? So like I explained before, pshat is that bishloimo, if he couldn't rent out his house, so it's not oimid to his tamshes, and so then gezintai, I could live in his house. He's not makbid, even if we don't know if he's makbid, he's not here. But the hana that I'm taking is extra hana. It's freebie. It's hana that he would not have otherwise had. But to the extent he would have rented out this house, so he would have generated that hana from this house, that hishtamshes of the house. So when I lived in that house, I'm chayev for stealing or being mazik, being mechasa that hishtamshes, because I got that very hishtamshes that he would have used for somebody else.
He doesn't have that.
We're talking about if in the case, we're now going in the case of a chatz, which is a suya lisko, which he would have rented out, just I parked myself there. So I prevented him from renting out, because if I live in his house, no one's going to rent his house, because then they're going to think it's already rented. They see people living there. When a house is vacant, everyone knows, oh, that's vacant. He'll tell his neighbor, the neighbor will call a friend, a cousin.
Okay,
so this case is a zeh loy nene v'zeh chosar. It's loy nene because I don't have any enough from it, because I have 100 houses to choose from where to live. I don't need your house. I walked into your house. If not for your house, I'll walk into the next guy's house. I don't need your house per se. I have my own house. So zazer loy nena means I wouldn't have otherwise paid for this hashtamshes. So I don't have a hanois mumin from your house because I wouldn't have paid for it. So I'm a loy nena, but you are a chosar. I will be chayev, even though causing you to lose out rent is only a grama, and I'd be pata. But, Lamasha, what happens if I go to your house and I lock the door of your house and I don't allow you to rent out the house? That, the Gemara says, I'm pata, because it's only a grama. I don't have any ano. And Naniach, you could have rented out the house. You would have rented out your house, but you didn't. I was only going you not to have that hano. So it's Menias HaRevach. I was going you not to get that Revach. Menias HaRevach is only a grama. So I'd be pata. Mashenkin over here, where I actually live in that very house, that I cause you not to rent out to someone else, because my living there prevents you from renting out. Because when I'm living there, people think it's already rented. They see me there, they don't think it's vacant, and therefore they're not going to call up the owner to rent it. My living there, but in that case, even though I don't have a no, then I'm going to be chayv, because it's more than just grammar. The Rif and the Rush say, this is already chesaron mamon shel chaver. Why? That hishtamshes that you would have rented to somebody else, I took. Had the house remained vacant, the hishtamshes wouldn't have existed. There's no hishtamshes. But now that the hishtamshes did become in Boilam, because I lived there, so I generated that hishtamshes, and that hishtamshes you would have used somewhere else, and I took it. So I was mechasa you that moment. For example, let's say you'll have a field, and the fruits will grow, and I eat those fruits, so I'm chayiv, I was mazik you, I'm a gazlan. So this is the same thing. The hishtamshes that grew out of the house, like the Chivas Arash, that's like pears that grew out of the house, and I ate it. I ate that ishtamshes that's yours. That ishtamshes belongs to you. It's your pears. And I ate that ishtamshes. I ate that ishtamshes. I'm going to be chayiv al tzmazik. I was mechasi with that ishtamshes that you would have otherwise used for somebody else. So therefore, I'm going to be chayiv. It's a makloikis rishonim, but that's how the mechaba paskins. So ze loy nene veze chosa is also chayiv.
Which case? Is it Mechatzer Asiyu Liskor Apishen Derech Zel Liskor? You're saying a case where he was going to be masquerade.
You want to be masquerade, but not seker.
No, Afa Pisha in Derek Zeliska means the dar, the guy who's living there, wouldn't have rented it for himself. So he's a loy nene. The Baalim, it's a chotza, so you liska, so the Baalim has a chasarin. But the dar boy is a loy nene because he wouldn't have otherwise rented it. I'm still going to be chayiv. Why?
He wouldn't have rented. What would he have done?
He would have rented someone else's house. He would have slept in the streets. He would have slept in his own house. Maybe he has his own house. But he wants to try out your house. I say, yes, it's a nice house. I want to try your house.
Anybody can say that.
If anyone could say it, you're right. But most people cannot say that. Most people cannot say that. You know someone sleeps in the street today? To rent a place. But the guy has his own house to live in, so I don't need your house, I can live in my house. Why isn't the Shor Shleim Midas, which is the Gazlan? Kainim talk about this. In the Rishonim Mavu, Shor Shleim Midas Gazlan, only in the case that the Shaykh, that my Hishtamshes could cause you a Hefsid. So you could say this is a case where maybe my Hishtamshes can cause you a Hefsid. It's a deicha kekimta, but you can get that case. So maybe you won't have that problem. Or even if you want to say Shoshul Medas is a gazlan, let's say, so maybe we'll talk about maybe I did something wrong. Well, you're going in the case of Zenen of Zelokos. So which case are you going in?
In any case, how are you allowed to go into somebody's house?
Oh, how are you allowed to do it lechatchila? So we didn't get to it yet, whether you're allowed to do this lechatchila or not. Maybe you can. Belina will get to it. The Vav we're talking about, if the guy did it already, does he have to pay? And there's no kinyonik zelan karka, so it still remains the Bailim. So if I'm being mishtamish with his ass, maybe he could charge me for that mishtamishes.
Yeah, but he didn't turn on electricity or anything.
Well, turn on electricity is a chazaren.
Right.
So that's a chazaren. No, we're talking about, like today, you know, in the olden days. No electricity, nothing. We're just squatting in Zichron Shneur's library right now. So that's it. So right now, no electricity. We're doing fine. And it's a zen and a zen like us. So we're okay.
Is it called hezek if you see things like he doesn't want to see private things in the house?
Oh, I don't know. You mean maybe that will be hakpada?
Hezek
riyah. I hezek riyah. So maybe that will be hakpada that he wouldn't want you to be there. I hear this.
What was hezek riyah? The guy sitting looking at your house?
No, I'm seeing your private stuff in your house. The whole svara is that there's hakpada, so then there is hakpada. Pashas, I'm not sure if that's shot over here. We're going to see it's a makhluk as we train it. What does it mean to have a chesaron? Does it mean you need a kapada? Or has, chesaron has to be that there has to be a chesaron moment.
It doesn't have to be physical moment. It could be...
Why?
First of all, the person maybe to be realized the one. It could be, let's say, something you don't know. Let's say he sees a product, he's not making a product or something like business. Now he saw, now he's half-faced, now he's making... Like,
no, so that's a chesaron moment. But when there's no chesaron moment, it's just private stuff that I have in my house. So there's no chesaron moment. So then it could be is no problem. Right. I mean, maybe again, maybe lechachili not supposed to do it. But he wanted to be mechayiv the guy zenen of zeh chosa. He wasn't chosa. He had no moment to be chosa. So he wouldn't be chosa.
Change linen and the.
Linen. So you brought your own linen. You brought your own everything. And Ekonami, he didn't turn on his electricity. He didn't use his water. Hey, in today's times, it would be hard to do this in the house. But I'll give you a case that just someone just called me up this week about a guy. I don't know what it's called. A lot. I don't know what it's called. But basically, he has a lot that he would like to develop, and the access.
Landlock?
Who?
A landlock. It's locked, there's no way in.
Right, there's no way in. So gradually he has a way in, but it's a deichik way in. So after he develops it, it will be fine, let's say, to use for a house. But to develop it and get all the tractors and all that, it will be challenging. Yes, he could do it, but it's challenging to go in his entrance. What he would like to do is go in through the back lot, which is a forest right now, someone else's lot, and have all the tractors run through back and forth, build this house, and then he'll use it from the front. And he wants to know, does he have to get permission from the owner of the one of the forest behind him? Or Zenen of Zela Kosa? That was his Shaila. So it's not so posh. We're going to see tonight. It's not such a posh of a case. Because in economy, first of all, there might be a chassar in there. Because I don't know what he could do. You know, it's only forest there. But there's liability issues. If he'll hurt himself on that lot, could be he could sue the owner. And I don't know if the owner wants to be exposed to that liability. You have to know if that's enough to block him. But second of all is...
That's enough. Why can't I
stop him? No, you might be able to stop him, Master Ramo, because you could be Moichin Boy Lenois. Let's say he could be. I don't know. How could he be Nen himself? Make a bonfire there? How could he be Nen himself from the lot right now? No, he can't live there. There's no house.
Why can't I stop you from possibly causing me a damage in the future?
Oh, so if you're going to cause me damage, so what's the damage? The damage is that the liability is the damage. It's in a sense like a 21st century damage. Right, so then but in olden days they didn't do what in America. In America, if a guy is a robber, he breaks into your house, trips on your steps, he could sue the homeowner. Not he could, he did. And it was such a case law, and he won. He won because he sued. It's crazy. But
generally, you couldn't even do so.
So I don't know. You have to know if that's enough. But what could also be a problem here is, like I discussed before, is that even Zenen of Zala Kosa, which is Pata, doesn't mean you have a right to do it Lechatchila, which we'll see. Let's just move through the Sif, and we'll come back to it. I'm just trying to run through this just to get the basic column here. All right. Miu, Zakter Amar, im loha yedabar, like I said, if he himself did not darboy, even though he caused the guy a hefzid, al shagazlum yemano, he shut the padlock the house that you can't rent it out to someone else, patel l'shalom eskiris. He doesn't have to pay the skiris. He only has to pay because he was ochal chesrei nishazeh, because he himself ate that chesaren. V'stam batim b'zman hazeh, kaim liagra, stam batim b'zman hazeh, ar kaim liagra, even if he never rented it out, it's still considered kaim lagra, because minastam people could benefit from the houses and they could rent out the houses. So if they're not using themselves, they are kaim lagra in stam cases. No, if you can't rent out, you can't. We're talking about in a normal case. People have the ability to rent out their houses. Okay, so we ran through the sieve. Let's start again, and we'll say it one more time. I just wanted to give you the klolim here, and let's get this thing right. Let's start again. If a guy is meicha, no matter what, he could charge. Look at this massive cotton yadalid. That might be difficult to look in this without light, but the smas says, b'chai gavna, in such a case where you are meicha, b'chol inyin yachayiv, afilu b'chotza deloy kaim alagra, v'garva deloy avid lamega, even if you wouldn't have rented it out, and the person, the darboy, wouldn't have paid to rent this house, so it's both ze loy nena vze loy chasar. Still tzorach l'shalom loy koscharei. Why kevin degila daita de loy nechalei bei min oimer b'chei agav na kevin amidis toimer k'mo shukasa b'samak. The Rambam says that even by ze loy nena vze loy chasar, you have the extreme. You still have a right to stop him, provided iboy you had the ability to rent it out somewhere else. Fine, but this is coming from a tour. The Mashmois of the Torah is correct, like this Smadja said, that the Torah holds when you're Meicha, you could stop no matter what, even by Yizel Loi Nene, Vizel Loi Chosar. Really, the Torah is really coming from a Taisis and Daf Chafalef and Maralef and Bavakamo, and Taisis over there is not Mavu like that. Taisis and Mavu over there is talking about a case of Zeh Nehene v'zeh loy chasar. There, Tosfos holds that if the Bailam make a macha, the darboy, the nehenet, will be chayiv. From the Torah, it seems that even if he's a loy nehenet, and the guy makes a macha, he'll be chayiv. So Torah took it to the next step. Such as a Torah, it's a Miuchas, the Talmud, the Rashba, the Rosh, also took it to the next step that holds mamish this, even by zeh loy nehenet, v'zeh loy chasar, you're going to be chayiv if the guy makes a macha. And the Arishanim hold faket, there's a Rashba, Tshuva's Rashba, there are a couple of Tosfos in Mordechai's a Mavur faket, that no, a macha will not help you. If without the macha you'd be potter, even with the macha you'd be potter. Good. But the way we paskin, the way Machava paskin, the Sma takes it to an extreme. No matter what, the guy makes a macha, you're chayiv. So the Arishanim are bothered by this. Where does this come from? Like, how? What din? So I was meicha. Big deal. So I was meicha. Now, why are you chayiv? It's a zel nev zel chasa. What? With which principle in halacha are you now going to be chayiv? So both the Avnei Nezer and Yoridei Kuf Pei Dal Rei Zayin and the Chuvis Yeshuas Malkoi, which is that's Yeshuas Yisrael, the same machab, the Kotni Eloi, Yeshuas Malkoi Chesh Mishpuch Chav Beis, they both say that this whole Sma, or the tour, is going like another Shita, which is really brought down in Siv Zayin, which we didn't get to yet. And that is, let me give you another case. What would be if you have a case where a person had a Chesaron, but the person was not Nehene at all, and it wasn't a Chesaron that he could have rented out. Let's say you can't rent it out, that's not the Chesaron. The Chesaron is Shachrirusa di Ashaisa. You blackened my walls, so you caused me a dollar's worth of Hefsid. And you lived there for a month. What could I charge you? So pashtus, I could only charge you that dollar. Because you weren't nene. We're talking about a guy who's loy nene. So it's a loy nene. And all I was chosar is a dollar. So all I could charge you is a dollar. There is a yesh chokum. There's a shita who holds that I could charge you everything. I could charge you no matter what. And since that shita holds that with a little chesaron and I could charge everything, what's in that shita? They hold, obviously, that the only reason why you need a chesaron is to create a hakpada. Really, I could always charge you. Anytime you're in my house, nene, loy nene, irrelevant, I could charge you. The only reason why zenen, if zelo chosam, your potter, is because minastam, I'm nechale. Why should I be makbet? It's zenen, if zelo chosam. But if I have any hakpada, because you're blackening my walls, or maybe because of liability, because you're going to sue me, I'm exposed to a suit, any hakpada at all, as long as hakpada, so you know that I don't want you in my chotza, now I have a right to charge you. How? Because you fart. So it's like this shita of the mechaba of Sheri Chisrei Mamen, which is the shita Zerif, to the next step. You are mechasami Mamen. Which Mamen? You ate my ishtamshis of my house. You generated the ishtamshis and then you ate it. So you ate my fruit that my house grew and you ate it so I could get you. And the only reason why normally I can't get you because the guy's not makbet, because then in Zelokas he's not makbet. As long as he's makbet, even because he has shakarusa, de ashaisa, any type of akpada. And like I said, if you learn like that, then who had any liability? Or maybe, like your case, I don't want you to see my private stuff. As long as you know I'm Makbid for you to be there. You shouldn't be there. I don't want you being Nana from my house. Now I could charge you for that, I know. Even if he's not Nana, but he was Mishtamish. Means even if you don't have enough, but there's a value to that enough, I could sell that in the marketplace. There is a rental price for that Mishtamish. Maybe I'm not oimid to rent it out, and maybe you're not oimid to pay for that rental. But in the Welt, there are rentals. So we'll shatz up how much people rent houses for, and that's what you have to pay, because you ate that Mishtamish. You had that, even though you didn't really derive the pleasure, because you went to otherwise rented it, but you ate that Mishtamish, so mamele, you're going to be chayiv. That's that shita. So Mamela, they taina that this whole din that you could be mechayev when a guy is meicha, even if it's a gavra, the loy avid lemega, if it's a zel loy nena, that's only going like that shita later on, that yesh chokin, that they hold you can be mechayev, because here too, you want to know if I'm meicha? I'm meicha lehedja. I'm explicitly being meicha. I'm telling you to say. I'm telling you to get out. Since I'm making mecha, now I could charge you for whatever I want. But l'didon, that we don't paskin like that. We paskin, you could only charge up to the person's hana, or up to the Bailam's chesaron. Hayois, there was no chesaron here, and there's no hana, you would not be able to charge. Memela the matmi on the sma. Why does sma bring this down for? It's not negeya. It's only negeya in the other shita, but we don't go like that other shita. So the sma should have only brought down half of it, and that is that as long as you're being nene, then if I make a mecha, I could charge you. Because my mecha creates is as if it's a chatzah dekayim la'agra. Let me explain. Really, I'm not holding by renting the chatzah. So it's a chatzah dekayim la'agra. I don't have any chesaron. But since I have the ability to rent it, I just chose not to. So I'm still the bailam of that chesaron. I mean, I could create that chesaron. If I want to, right now, when I tell you to get out, I can say, I want to rent it to someone else. Even I don't. It's like amigo. I have that. It's biyadi to do. So I'm a bailam of that chesaron. So I'm still a bailam of the rishos, a bailam of the chatzah. Memela, now I could charge you for your full hana that you use. Normally, zen and if zen lo chasa, you'd be pato because you're not mechasami on anything. So it's like I have no shaykh. The bailam are removed from the chatzah, the bais, because they have no chesaron out of it. It's not theirs anymore, so to speak. In theory, it's not that. They never made a mechah, fine. So, but once they make a mechah, they're showing that they're maintaining their bailas, they're exercising their bailas over it. And if they wanted to, they could rent it out. So even if they don't rent it out, they are still a bailam and they could charge for hanah. Then mechah will work. But if it's such a case where the person has no hanah, in such a case, even if the bailam will make a mechah, you would not be chayv, only like that last shita, and we don't pass him like that shita. The mele the matmiya on the sma. That's adkan divri of the Avdi Nezer and the Yeshua's Malkah. I believe that the sma understood the pshat differently. And the sma learned like this. I think the Sma held that even by zeh loy nene v'zeh loy chasa, as long as you meicha, you could be mechayiv the person. How? The mechab in the middle shita has a case of zeh loy nene v'zeh chasar. I live in your field. I live in your house. You would have rented it, but I wouldn't have otherwise rented it. It means I'm a loy nene. I don't need your house, but you would have rented it somewhere, and And I'm chayev, why? Sharei chisrei mamon, because I created that ishtamshes and that ate it. So I was mazig you that ishtamshes. So I believe the sma holds, is that the same shot over here too? A mecha creates something which is a loy kaim la'agra into a kaim la'agra. It creates a bailim's chotze into a kaim la'agra. That's the lashon of many, many poiskim. They all say it's a yam shushloim in a kinesan agderla divrichayim. They all say these lashonis. What a mecha does says that my chotze, even though it's not kaim la'agra, it is now kaim la'agra. Even though it's not, but it's biyadi because I could make a kaim la'agra. So I could use that ishtamshes for somebody else. So now that you live there and you ate my ishtamshes, even if you are loinen, you're going to be chayiv. So even if it's a loy nana, v'zeh loy chosar, I could be mechayiv you because I made a mecha. Because my mecha creates it into a kaim la'agra. And now, even though you're still a loy nana, we passing like the rif, shereichis rimamin, and you're going to be chayiv. True, Taisis doesn't go so far. Because Taisis l'shitasam holds that by a loy nana, even though yana was chosar, you're pata. Because he says that all you are is a goyim him that he can't rent out somewhere else. It's only a grama, and you're going to be pata. And you didn't have anos. I can't be mechav you for your anos. But l'didan that we paskin, the mechav paskins like the rif, that even by a loy nene v'chosar, you could be mechav for chisrei mamin, so then mecha is going to work as well. As long as you make a mecha that will stop him from using his chosar, means it makes him into a kaim lagra, memel, even though he's a loy nene, I could be mechav him for the anos that he did. And it stims, because Taisis goes that way. And these Rishayim, Lamashal, the Talmud Rashba Varashu says, the Talmud Rashba Varashu holds like the Rif. So, La Halacha, the Sma could be right. La Halacha, the reason why Mecha works B'chai Gavna, it works because it creates into a Kaim La'agra, and now I don't even need Yohana. Now you can be Chayiv Sharei Chisri Momen. When is this Negea, Rabbi Yisai? I'll give you a practical example where this could be Negea. A little Knech. And that is, we made a contract, you're supposed to get out and move out in June. I'm moving in June, I need to move in June, whatever it is. We have so many times that this type of Dinei Torah come. And the tenant calls me up, it's like a week left in his room. He's very, 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 very sorry and apologetic, but he has no place to live, so he's just helping himself and he's staying on. And I'm telling him, you're not staying on, you better get out, and I want you out. So in that case, go to that case, we could make it maybe to Zenenev, Zenchosa. But we have a challenge here, what to do. So what the Eitzah usually for the Balabas is to do, is to tell the guy, look, I'm not maskim, you better move out. I don't care where you move to. You can move into your parents, you can move into your friend, you can move into a hotel. But you better move out of the house, because I need to bring in a new tenant, or I need myself to get into the house, and you better move out. And just to turn up the ante a bit, what I tell the guy is, till now, it was $1,500 a month rent. So it comes out to be, let's say, $50 a day. From now on, you should know that if you stay in my house, I'm not maskim. And nishto dem, I'm not maskim. But if you do stay, it's going to be a daily rental of $100 a day. And don't tell me, say no, because it comes out to be $3,000 a month. No, because if I charge you a monthly rental, $3,000 is a bit exorbitant. That's true. But I'm not charging you a monthly, I'm charging a daily rental. It's like a hotel. You want to stay in my house? It's a beautiful house. Try renting such a house in a hotel, so many rooms, they'll charge you easily $100 a day.
If the new renter is going to pay that much, but if the new renter is also going to pay $1,500, let's say.
Right, but I want you out.
Yeah, I understand.
Because I'm going to lose my new renter. If he can't get in, he's going to go out. Well, I am chasa something. Grada, I'm telling you, I don't even need this because I am chasa something and you are nana, so I could be mechayv you chach to $1,500.
Yeah.
Right. But what I want to do is raise it and make a mecha and tell you that now it's $100 a day. And mamela, you're going to have to get out. I'm making a mecha and mamela, I'm creating a new price on my chatsa. And if you don't want to be a gazlan, you're going to have to pay that price. If you don't pay the price, then lechay, you're a gazlan. You're using my chatsa shalabishus. Anyway, Maisa using my chatsa shalabishus. But this is like a playoff of this type of a svara. We don't need it because now, in this case of the rental, like I'm telling you, is really zenin of his achasa. But to take it to an extreme, I want to now go up to a higher round. The truth of the matter is, it's not so much that this works. Erech Shai over here says that that's good if the tenant is maskim. But if the tenant tells you, tough, and I'm not maskim to your new terms, so I'm there shalabishus, and gazin binich, you're right, I'm taka a gazin, but I'm not paying you a higher round. And now how much do I have to pay you? Zok Erech Shai. You'll have to pay what the going rate is. So what I'm trying to fadin is I'm fadining this Erech Shai. I'm making the going rate not into a monthly rental. I'm saying the going rate now will be a daily rental. And I think $100 a day is a daily rental going rate. There's a Maril Diskin in Psakim Reish Yud. He had a similar case, but he had it going the other way. He held that, that people don't rent houses for one day because it's so inconvenient to move in and move out, especially, and even open-ended, you never know when the guy is going to throw me out. So he holds a faket that if it's such a situation, maybe it's even less than the going rate. I'm sure it's less than a normal rental because who would rent a house for one day? But I think faket, I think bismanenu, especially you have this chutzpah yak of a tenant who doesn't care and he's staying in anyway. It seems he doesn't care that I'm throwing him out. He's staying in anyway. And I'm telling him, I'm not masking to a monthly rental anymore, so now it's only a daily rental. So let's shut up. If you wanted to rent 4-bedroom room in a suite in a hotel, how much would you pay? I think l'chalapach could pay $100 a night. So may I'm paying you that?
People have to think as a weekend, let's say, come if your parents in New York will come to Lake Bajal.
Right.
Sunday,
okay. So if there's such a thing, very good. Sign a konami. It's not a penalty. This is the rental. I'm not giving you a bateris knas, a smack. I'm telling you, this is the going rate. But mail, even if the Erech Shai is correct, that if the tenant adamantly refuses and not masking to the higher price, and you have to pay only what the going series is. But I think it's a going series for a daily rental, not a going series for a monthly rental. This is now a daily rental. I turned it into a daily. I'm not masking to monthly rental anymore. You take him to a din Torah. We had such a case. They went to a din Torah. I remember it was during the 9 days. I still remember. So many years ago, and they took him to a din Torah. And that's it. He was notified in advance. This is the new rate. The guy never made a mecha. But this is the new rate. Tough. You got to pay this new rate. It's a daily rental. This is the new rate. So this could.
Let's say he raises the monthly rental. The rental is $1,500, but. You can get 2,000 maybe.
I know, you don't want to be over, I know.
So, no, I'm saying,
so you have to be careful. Now, even though Eino Nola Kakoyis was Makloik Zishainim, you still have an Isalav Deraisa. Eino Nola Kakoyis means Bitum Mekak, Makloik Zishainim. So you want to stay out of that Makloik, because it's not a monthly anymore, it's a daily.
I'm saying, but let's say there is a flexibility. Some people are getting you 15, something. Can you go ahead and say, if you stay, you have to pay me 2 for the month, because there are other people who are paying 2? Can you say, too bad, I'm not asking?
If he says he's not maskim, so then he's a gazan for being the shalobishos. Oh, so now you have to know. You'll have to go with the going rate. We'll have to shatz up. If the rate is 1,500, 2,000, doesn't mean the rate's 2,000. You'll have to shatz up, take a shuma, and take the middle rate, which is the roiv, the rashbam. Someone will say maybe you only have to pay a kapacha shuba poyolim. You'll take the lower rate, just like by schiris poyolim. Maybe you could apply the same thing to schiris kaka, not mistavro, but it's possible such a thing. But you won't have to pay the highest rate. But if the Eitzer Rabbi Sages turn into a daily rental, now it's fine.
Isn't the law that you can't do more than 6%?
First of all, the law is not always applicable, and the law is a function of new construction doesn't. a new construction doesn't have it, and rent control, there's a bunch of limitations. Who said that rent control is kaima p'dinei halacha? There are many shlavim in it. Anyway, it's not a monthly, it's a daily, it's supposed to be out.
Let's say it's
an
illegal apartment.
And it's a legal apartment altogether. Good. Right, okay, fine. Now let's continue. Machab says, "Vim loy amaloy tzei." If you didn't tell him tzei, im oisa chutz einu yosuya leschar, einu tzurak lalas leschar. If the chutz is not yosuya leschar, you don't have to pay him. Why? Ava pisha derek zeh adol. Let's go makom latzah. She says, "Nen ev zeh einu chutzah, ve zeh einu chutzah yapata." Zok to sima and sivkot tez vav. He says the time is like the Gemara says, because base a mitzvah Yosef, the bailim benefit that you are in his house, because by you living there, you're going to naturally notice things that are broken and help and fix it by your usage. So actually you keep the house in good shape. And also Ushi'iya Yukashar. And also a house that's vacant and empty, the Shadim get to it, Ushi'iya Yukashar, the demons get to it, and the house falls apart and breaks down. And you start to see these homes, these houses and foreclosures, whatever, when it's vacant, all of a sudden it gets worse and worse over time. In fact, Lahavdil, I believe that many insurance companies won't insure a home if it's vacant for more than 30 days. That's it. They want a house that's lived in. It's not lived in, it's olal to be damaged. And they're not interested in getting involved. Why? They have their chatev cheshbonis. But the Gemara says to these two things. So since I'm really doing the bailam atoiva by living in the house, because I'm making a base of Mitzvah Yosef, and she yukashar, memela, I'm not chayiv if I live there. That's how the Sma brings it down. The Maisa, he's right, it's a Gemara that says these two svaras. But the shail is, you have to know, why do you need these svaras? We have a klal and kolot terikula, zenin of zenu chasas pata. So why do I need this extra svara based on Mitzvah Yosef and Shia Yukas Shar? And you notice the Mechaba left it out. So the Goyin says the Mechaba left out the Tami HaGemara because the Mechaba paskins like the Rosh, and the Rosh holds that even without the Tami of the Gemara you're going to be pata. Aye, so why did the Gemara say these timing for? Zok the Goyin in the Rosh, it's not clear in the Rosh, there's other ways to teach the Rosh, but the Goyin, I believe the Yom Shoshom does the same thing, teaches the Rosh, that you need these faras to make it mutter lechatchilo. Zenene, v'zeh loy chazar, even though you're potter, avalasa, you now let her do it. But if you're actually helping the Bailam, you're benefiting the Bailam, because based on Mitzvah Yosef and Shiyu Kashar, so then it's going to be even mutter lechatchilo. So it's a Peladik HaShita. Now we have a Shita's HaRosh, the Goyin's Rosh, who holds that Zenenev Zalichos is also Lechachilia to do. So when I have a case of this landlocked type of...
Flaglock,
I don't know. But this type of a case, you want to use this thing, like the Rosh, unless you have a base of Mitzvah Yosef and Shiyu Kashar, somehow you're benefiting the Bailam. It's also to do Lechachilia. And over there, by running through your tractors through his field, you're not helping him out in any which way. And Memele, it would be also to do Lechachilia. However, the Raman, the Rashba, teaches the Gemara differently. And the Goyim brings it down. The Raman, the Rashba, they say that when I live in your house, even if it's not a new house, there is somewhat Shachri Arusa de Ashiyasa. There's some dirting of the walls. I am being mechase at vos. Look, there's wear and tear in every house. When you use a hakai's house, there's wear and tear. So there's me'ena chasarin, even if you can't point to any specific chasarin, but there's a me'ena chasarin in living in your house. Me'ela zok, the Raman, the Rashba, that the svara base of Mitzvah Yosef and Shiyu Kashar counters the wear and tear of the house, and makes a wash, it's as if there is no chasarin whatsoever, and now it's mamish zenen of zel chas, and now it's motel chatchila. So the reason why you need this svara is you need this svara to make it ois chasarin to begin with. To make it into a mamish aloy chasar. Without these svaras, it would be a chasarin. And memel I'd be chayiv. But with these svaras, I benefit you enough against any wear and tear type of a hefzid. And memel it's all equal, as if there's no chasarin. And memel now I'm going to be part of zenem v'zel l'chasar. But comes out like the Rashba, that zenem v'zel l'chasar is mutal l'chatchila. Because all I need these svaras is to counter the chasarin to make it now Leichasa. Okay, now it's a leichasa. Now it's motel lechatchila. So, kind of a machleikus rishonim if zenen of the leichasa is motel lechatchila or not. And if the Goyin is correct that the Mechaba left out these words, the Mechaba goes like the Rosh, it would seem at least, maybe it goes like the Rosh and Gansin, that the whole svar of the Gemara is to make it motel lechatchila. He says, with that, it would be also lechatchila to do. So, zenen of the leichasa would be also lechatchila unless you're actually benefiting the Bailam. Pella, it's a chiddush din. Okay, but it's a machlokes rishonim. So if the guy wants to know if he's allowed to use it, locher, it's a machlokes rishonim. All right.
You actually don't have to pay shachar because you're counted with living there.
You're counted with when a not a real shachar is the ishias. It means if it's a brand new house and there's a real shachar is the ishias, that could be something else. Right, right. But let's say it's the house is already old. There is the walls are black. I'm just going to blacken it more. You know what I mean? Well, there's going to be some nominal wear and tear. You can even pinpoint where, what, when, where the chazaron is. It's not a real chazaron. See, if it'll be a mamish, a real chazaron, so good. So you benefited the guy a little bit. So how does that help? The mice, he had a real chazaron. Terz is, the chazaron is not so real. The chazaron is me'ein. It's a wear and tear type of chazaron. Well, connected that wear and tear, you also fix the house as you go along. It's based on mitzvah yosef. So it's a wash. Or chi yukasha. So there's a wash involved. And the mela, that's going to make it muta. All right. Let's continue. Now let's do a Ramah. I skipped the Ramah the first time around because the Ramah is a very soyistic Ramah. Let's see the Ramah. Even though I threw you out of the house, we're going in the case of Zenen of Zelo Chosa. The Baalim themselves were living in the house. And I bullied him out, picked him up, threw him out the door, and I decided to park there instead. V'hu Darboy. There too, the Ramah holds I'm going to be Pato, and he's going in the case of Zenen and Vizel Lekosa, and Pashas, he holds the reason I'm Pato is because Zenen and Vizel Lekosa is Pato. Oh, yeah, very good. So let's understand, you're asking very good. This Ramah is a very, very difficult, and difficult from many, many angles. He has a case, I picked you up, I threw you out of the house that you're living in, and I'm living there myself, I'm going to be Pato. So where's this halacha coming from? So it's coming from a Mordechai. But the Mordechai is backwards. The Mordechai, Mordechai is fine. It's just an inverted case. Mordechai is not this case. Mordechai's case is, by zeh loy nehene, and zeh chosar, you're using the house yourself, and you need the house, and I go into your house, and I'm a loy nehene, and I throw you out. Zakhtar Mordechai, I'm going to be potter, because I'm only a goyrim. And Zakhtar Mordechai, not only, even if I live there in the house myself, I throw you out, and then I move in, I'm still going to be potter. Why? Because it's only a granam. Gurim you a hefset of that tishtamshin, gurim you a hefset of that revak, I'm going to be potter for that gram. So his Mordechai's case was a loy nehene and a zeh chosar. The Ramah flipped around the case and brings it down, which is a pella, and made it into a case of zeh nehene v'zeh loy chosar. And even that case, when I throw the owner out of his own house and I live there myself, I'm going to be pato. And there's many kashas on this Ramah. In fact, it's all every kasha possible is on Ramah. I mean, there are three ways. When you walk out of this mechaba, this sif, there are three ways to be mechayiv a person, and you're going to see all three ways pashas is a problem on this Ramah. Let's go one by one. The first way is like this. It says in the Mechaba Paskins, in Machatz Asuyu Liskov, Pinchen Derek Zel Liskov, Turk Laslo Ischar, Wash your Chisrim moment. The Mechaba Paskins, when you have a Loinena, Vizeh Chosar, as long as he's Chosar, you're going to be Chayiv because Acho Chisrainu Shoze. That makes me Chayiv. Right? That's the Mechaba's case. Which is the Shita Tarif. Now the Mordechai doesn't go like the Rif. The Mordechai actually says this to prove not like the Rif. Because he holds that who cares, I was Mechatz you, as long as I was a Loi Nana, I'm going to be Potter. But the Rif holds that as long as I'm Mechatz you, I'm going to be Chayif. So in this case, the Ramah, when the Ramah brings it down, that you yourself are living there, L'chayra, I'm Chisrei, I'm causing you a Chasarn of that Ashtamshis. You are going to derive that Ashtamshis out of the house. You were living there till now. You're going to continue to live there. And I went ahead, threw you out, and I replaced you, and I'm living there instead. So the ishtamshes that's growing, that I'm eating, is that very same ishtamshes that you would have otherwise eaten, had I not thrown you out. So I'm l'chayra, being mechasa you, that ishtamshes, and I'm taking from you. What happens if you would have a field, and you have fruit growing from the field, and you have so many fruit that you can't even eat all the fruit. But granted, you're about to eat this apple, I don't even need that. And I go ahead and I steal this apple and I eat this apple. I'm not going to be chayiv. I have so many apples and you don't know how to eat all those apples. You have so many houses to live in. You didn't need to live in this house. Who cares? But Lamai says you decided to live in this house. And you, Vice says, for some reason, want to live in this house. And you were going to derive the ishtamshes of this house. And I instead moved into this house. So I created that ishtamshes as well. It waxed, it grew, and I ate it. L'chay, I'm eating your ishtamshes. So I should be chayiv l'shitas. A riff. The Mordechai I have no problem with. But the riff, and the Mechaba passing like the riff, the Ramah doesn't argue, L'chay, we're going to have a problem over here. I ate that ishtamshus that you would have otherwise eaten. It's a chayra pella. B'doichik, you're going to have to say that somehow the Ramon understood that that whole svar of the rift, sherechisra mammon, is only if you could have actually profited from that mammon, from that ishtamshus. You could have taken that ishtamshus and rented it to somebody. Hayes, you could have rented it to someone and made money, so then I ate a ishtamshus that has value to it. But to the extent that you weren't going to rent it out, you're just going to live there yourself, so you didn't have value. You didn't have dollar value, even though you were living there, but you didn't have dollar value. Memela, we don't have this din. Sharei chisrei mammon shozeh. You have to know why. L'chayr you do. L'chayr you should have the same din. But Vaisa says that must have had the Ramah learned it. The
you talk about the guy who went to another house to live and he didn't really have the rent. The guy who was thrown out of his own home.
He was thrown out of his own home, so where did he go? He had to go somewhere else.
But he didn't go rent anything.
Oh. So the Bera Goyle in Aruch HaShulchan says that even the Ramah's Moida, that if the guy had to now rent somewhere else, the owner was thrown out of his house and he had to rent somewhere else, B'chai Gavno Enochanam Ad B'chayiv. Oh. So the Aruch HaShulchan says as far, that's worse than Grama. That's Mamish Chayiv. L'chayiv, what does he mean? It's a Pella. Avada is only Grama. I was guarding you that you have to rent somewhere else. L'chayiv, it should be only a Grama. Avada should be Pata. The Beragoyle, the way he says, because B'chayi gam nam chayiv like the Shita Zarif, because I was Ochel Chesroin and Shozeh, I was Ochel the Chesroin moment that I caused you. It sounds like from the Beragoyle that he learns that to the extent you didn't have to rent somewhere else, so the Shtamshes that I ate had no value to you. Even though you're going to use it, but it had no value. But since you were going to rent somewhere else and pay for that rent, I caused you. So then, kumtois, when you were living here, had I allowed you to continue living here, that hishtamsha would have been value to you. It's dollars and cents to you. So then I could get you for achu chesrein l'shozeh. So it's interesting how he understands it. That means if I cause you to pay somewhere else, then I'm going to be chayv, not for the causing you to pay somewhere else. Because that's only grammar. But then I'll be chayv for the achu chesrein l'shozeh, for the shtamshes that I ate from benefiting from this house right now.
Giving the his living in the house.
Somehow it shows that his house, his shtamshes, he could translate out the shtamshes into revach, and I'm being gurim him a loss of that revach, but it's not gurim, that wouldn't be enough. I ate that revach. I ate that shtamshes that has value. That somehow, that's how you learn. And it's nafkamino exactly what I have to pay. Lamoshal. Let's say the house that I threw you out of, the going rate is $1,000. But I caused it. Now the house is not available, so you had to rent the hotel for $2,000. What do I pay you? So later, Aruch HaShulchan sounds like I'm paying you $2,000. I'm paying you what you had to pay there. Like the Bera Goyla, no, I only pay you what I ate, what I was, also Chesrein HaShazel, the Chesrein HaShazel, the mice is only $1,000, the Ishtamshiz is only $1,000, that's all this Ishtamshiz is worth. So it can only get me for this Ishtamshiz of $1,000.
Well, the other way around, the house is worth, you rented the house for $1,000, and you rented a hotel room for $100.
For $100, so l'chayra, light Aruch HaShulchan, and I only have to pay $100, and light the Bear Girl, I'm not sure. Maybe the whole Ishtamshiz then it was only worth to you $100 too. I don't know. You say if I knew this far, well, I'd be able to tell. I don't know. I don't know how I to take it. I would suggest a whole different blitz chiddush, and it's a chiddush what I'm about to say. And I would suggest like this, that could be over here doesn't pass achol chesrein shozeh. Why? What did I do? I didn't just live in your house and eat that very same ishtamsha that you could have rented to someone else. And had I not been there, people would think the house was vacant, so they would have moved in. So it's actually my ishtamshas. Every second I'm living it is causing the chesaron that you can't rent it out to somebody else. That's what's doing it. So I'm being oichel that very ishtamsha that you could have profited somewhere else. I did more. I threw you out, and then I moved in. What would be if I throw you out of your house and I padlock the door? And now you can't get into the house. That's it, it's over. Finish. I don't want to live here. No. I threw you out and I want to keep it vacant. Then I could be pata because it's a grama. And then a minute later I say, you know, I changed my mind. It's a nice house. I may as well move in myself. And now I move in. What would be the halakha? Was I ochel chesrein shozeh? In theory, maybe it would have been chesrein shozeh, but to the extent I already threw you out and you can't ever benefit from this house anymore, you can't rent it out because I padlocked the house. You can't rent it out. So now I'm living in a house that has no chesaron. Because the chesron that it caused you is only a grum. I padlocked the house. Now I'm not ocher chesron shel zeh anymore because you can't benefit anymore from the house. The owner was already thrown out of this house. He'll never be able to rent out this house anymore. B'chai gavna, maybe that's why the Ramah held that this case is different. It doesn't pass ocher chesron shel zeh because your chesron is already history. I already locked you out of that house. You'll never be able to rent out that house anymore. It's a chiddush what I'm saying. All right, there's two more problems to this Rambam. The first problem is, like I told you, l'chari, you have the problem ocher chesron shel zeh. The second problem, l'chari, you have is that when I threw the guy out of his house, you think he was happy about it? I threw him out bal kocha, right? So he was screaming, get out, stop, stop, right? He was being moicha. Well, the mechaber starts off. Whenever the guy makes a mecha, he tells you tzei, you automatically be nechayivim by zeloi nene vezeloi chosa, no matter what, you're going to be chayiv. So l'chari, once he made a mecha, I should be chayiv. How could Ramah bring this down the next line? L'chari, this is soisa mamish to mechaber. I say, fract, Allah achreinim, starting from the Knesset HaGadolah down. Many achreinim, yes, what's going on? You're going to be chayiv, as to mecha. Bishloimo, the way the Mordechai brought it down, where the guy was a loy nene and zeh chosar. So then you could have, nishkefelech, you could have such a case that when a guy made a mecha, maybe as zayvait, I won't be chayiv like we discussed before, because mecha might not work by a zeh loy nene, only by zeh nene. It only worked like the Shita Zarif, and the Mordechai didn't go like the Shita Zarif. But to the extent that Ramah brings it down the other way, by zeh nene, vezeh loy chosar, once he makes a mecha, avada I should be chayiv, because I'm a nene, and he made a mecha. So what's going on? I threw him out. What do you think he was doing? Please throw me out. Please, I beg you to throw me out. He was screaming. It says Bal Kocha. I threw him out Bal Kocha. So what was he doing?
So go to
Yopsha.
Once
it's padlocked,
it doesn't mind if you move
it. Oh, so one second. I'll get to it. One second. So the Knesset HaGadolah says the chilik is like this. He is a steering. He says, he doesn't know what's going on here. And he says that maybe it's talking about a case that Bishlam would not tell you say to get out. So I was Magaladas, I don't want you there. But when I was thrown out and I kept quiet. There's no Gili Das. I was thrown out, I was trying to fight, not to be removed, but I didn't tell you to get out. Memela, you're going to be potter. Because I didn't make a mecha. And the Orcha Shulchan over here says the same thing. Your guy was thrown out and he kept quiet while he was being thrown out. You know anyone who's being thrown out, having a fight, he's being thrown out by Kocha. Obviously, he's being mecha. I mean, first of all, he's probably screaming as well, and even if not, he's fighting. He doesn't want you to be there. He wants to be there.
Against his will. You're saying
Shaka is so what I think really Pshana Knesset HaGadolah Norcha Shuka means the following. I think they mean like this. That Avada, he's refusing and he's adamant and he's screaming and he's calling the police and Chapsim and everything for being thrown out of his house. But Damehaka, him being thrown out, does he care that you're in the house? He cares to be thrown out of his house. But now that he is thrown out of his house, does he care that you replaced him? Because
of course, he has to go to
a hotel
now instead of somewhere else.
No, so that's why he cares that he's thrown out. But let's say he's padlocked the door and I'm locked out of my house. The Balaam will never be able to get into the house. That's it, finished. Now that's done. Does he care if the house is empty or the thrower out moved into my house? Does he care or not? So the Gilya Mashah, Mamish says the same
thing. Every guy, even if it's I have a normal choice to do. Go padlock the house first and then move in.
Right, but then he can still make a machah. If he makes a mecha, you're going to be chayiv. We're just saying that there was no mecha, there was never gili das. Zok de gili mashah, that's how the gili mashah says the teretz. And I think the Knesset HaGadolah Chashuka means the same teretz. Zok de gili mashah, that just like every zen in the vizel lachasa, we say that the bailam aren't makbid. Why? Because they'd rather have you living in it than it be empty, because shir yukashah and beis hamisa yosef, and today you won't be able to get insurance if your house is empty. So he wants you to be in the house. So just because you threw him out, just because the Bailam was thrown out of the house, and he's furious of being thrown out of his house, but now that's a fait accompli, he's already thrown out. Does he care that you're in the house or not? Faket, maybe he'd rather you be in the house. Better than no one should be in the house. It's better that you should be in the house than no one. Better to be Mahana Chachayid. If no one's in the house, no one's being Nana from the house. Chach, oh! Zazayin, the guy who threw me out of the house, but at least such someone be nana from the house. Nacha Yiddish and the Shama should be nana from the house. I want the house. I want you to live in my house. Kedeh, that should be a base of Mitzvah Yosef. If I would make a macha, get out of my house. I'm telling you, I don't want you there. But to the extent I didn't say I don't want you there, I just say I want to be there and stop throwing me out. You don't have a gili das at all. You don't see anywhere that I have akpada for you living there. You only see my whole akpada is that I shouldn't be thrown out. Mamela, that's okay. So makes this chilek. The Minchas Pitim says a different chilek. Minchas Pitim says maybe this Rama is talking about a case where the Bailam had no way of renting out the house. So since they had no way of renting out the house, b'chag avne, even if he tells them tzei, he's going to be potter. Chiddush din. When we say tzei, it's only because he had the ability to rent it out. So even though he didn't, he has ability. So now it makes into a kaima la'agra. So now he can get your zen. And if zechosa, even though without ano, achol chesrei nishozeh. But if it's not shaykh to be a kaima la'agra, it's not rentable. There's no market for it. It's a dump. You can't even rent this house. And he grad was living there. So even if he is making a macha by being thrown out, but so what? His macha is useless because it's not a zach which is even shaykh to be a kaim alagra. Memela, that's what he makes an akimta in the Rambah, a shver akimta. The Nachas David and Bava Kama Chafal from an Aleph is the Kasha, and he doesn't know an Eitza, and they did it then, he's saying Ladina, that Nira Ika, that say macha doesn't work. He wants a passing like this Rambah over the Mechaba, means he wants to pass like the Mordechai over the Torah, he holds his Machlokes, and he holds the Ika Ladina that a Mecha will not work. I can't make you when you're not being Nana, a Mecha will not work. Even though Grada, that in most cases, Pasha's Mecha, you are being Nana.
And he feels that it's Kamaduma that he heard from his Rebbe, Rab Chaim Volozhin Pasha's is his Rebbe, the same way that La Halacha we paskin that Mecha will not work when a person is not being Nana. Let me tell you one, we'll be messiahing with this last kasha, and the last kasha is, l'chayra, to the extent that Ramah brought down the case by Zenene, by even though it's a Zenene of Zeloi Chosar, l'chayra Bishlam is Zenene of Zeloi Chosar, so you're not Chosar at all. To say this, I can't be mechayiv you. But I was living in the house myself. A kasha of a meisa, why? But I was living in the house, so obviously I'm makbet. Mishnah, I'm makbet. I have the ability to derive pleasure from that house. V'araya, I myself am deriving pleasure from the house. I'm actually the meisa being. So the chayah, that should be a chasarin. It should be light. Even though it's monetarily wise, it's not a chasarin, because let's say I could have lived somewhere else. But it should be like a zenen of a zechosa. And I should be able to get you atana. In fact, the smell, when he brings down this halacha, the smell says, the reason why you're potter, because ain't the ela grama, ba'alma. Which is quoting the Mordechai. So in the Mordechai's case of Zeh Loi Nen of Zeh Chos, I understand it's a Chasarin, but it's only a Grama, so Memel Am Pata. But in the case where the Ramah brings it down as Zeh Nen of Zeh Loi Chosar, why is he bringing down the Mordechai's Svara that Am Pata because of Grama? Am Pata because there's no Chasarin at all. Vaistois, no great teretz, but Vaistois, that even though it's not a monetarily chasarin because you wouldn't have rented out someone else, but you have a chasarin because you would have been mishtamish it yourself, and I'm preventing you from being mishtamish with your own house, and that might be enough to get, could be Mendumma, even like a grama, and but there I'm parka because it's a grama. So Bishwam, if I'm not being nana, so good, it's only a grama. But to the extent I'm also being nana, so it's a zeh nana, vizeh, like a chasarin, because I'm throwing you out of this tamsha that you could have used yourself. Well, you should get me out of that. So, right, you could say this type of a swara, that hayyos, I threw you out regardless. You're not coming in no matter what. I'm not allowing you, so that's already a done deal. So remember, that chasarin happened already. Now it's only mitzad my nana, so now it should be like a zanana of a zeloi chasar, because you... You're living in this house, it's history. You'll never be able to live in this house. I locked you out of this house. So now it's an empty house. I may as well derive pleasure myself. I may as well be Nana myself. Why should I let it go empty for? In other words, the same way we said that teretz for the din of Achol Chesrei Nishozeh, I named the same teretz. I threw you out anyway. That chesaron happened anyway. But now when I'm being Nana, b'shas I'm being Nana, you're not having any chesaron by my anok. B'shloimo, when I don't throw you out of the house, and I'm being Nana, but people think that I'm living there and it's not vacant. So while I'm being Nana is causing your chesaron. But here that I threw you out anyway, and that chesaron is history, now that I'm being Nana, my Nana's not causing you any chesaron. So remember, you can't get me, I'll Zanana, v'zeh chosa. And the chay, that's a machlekes yishoinim. If a machlekes tastes in Bava Kama and tastes in Ksubis, what would be, do you need, when you have Zenen of Zeh Chosa, I'm being assigned with this, when you have Zenen of Zeh Chosa, how are you chayiv? Are you only chayiv when b'shat mayhano you have a chesaron? or mechayiv, even if I don't have a chzaron b'shas hano, as long as the only way to get the hano came ducha chazaron. The case was that someone's teichev your food down my mouth, and before I was nana, by swallowing it already was nimnis by my saliva in my mouth. At that point I didn't have hano, but then when I swallowed I have hano, but that time it's already worthless, this food. It's already ice. No one's going to eat this food, no one's going to pay for the food. Could I get you on zanen of ezer chata? One Tyson holds, no, you can't get me on zanen of ezer chata. The Tyson Ksuba holds, you can't get me, because at the time I had the hano, there's no more chasarin anymore. So zanen of ezer chata. So too over here. If I threw you out of the house, I padlocked the house, there is no chasarin anymore. The fact that I was nana later on, b'shasta hano, there's no chasarin. Mashayin came Tyson Babakama holds, since the only way to get that hano of swallowing the food came duch, that you had to have a chasarin by putting the food in my mouth in the first place, so it's a hano that came duch a chasarin, that's considered zanen of a chasar to be chayiv. So if you go like that, they'll cover here too. Even if I padlocked your house and I threw you out, but if the only way I could live in your house and have that hano is first throwing you out, so the hano had to come through your chasarin, duch your chasarin, then you would be able to be mechayiv me for zanen of a chasar. But the way the Mordechai brought down the halacha is very good. It's good. In other words, to be Messiah, right to Mordechai is always good. Because it's that loy nana v'zachosa, so you don't have the problem of nana v'chosa, you don't have the problem of ocha chesven v'shozeka mocha doesn't hold of it, you won't have the problem of micha, that he said say because I was loy nana, and Mordechai holds that's not enough. But the way that Amor brings it down, by zen nana v'zachosa, so you have all the problems, and each one you have to wiggle out of to try to get by what's going on. But then Mala Maisa brought down this bin and he flipped it around. We don't even know why he did it, but as I get this. All right. Akotavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.